Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? Welcome back to another episode of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, episode 95 to be exact. Thank you once again for rocking with us. This week, we got a shipment of stickers and want to pass them along to the community. All you have to do to get some is leave a review on our Apple Podcast page and send us a screenshot of it on IG or through email. You can hit me up at james@cool4dads.com. Can't leave a review on Apple because you listen elsewhere? Share the podcast with a friend then. It can be on Twitter, Facebook, email, whatever. Screenshot the share and shoot me an email, and I'll hook you up with a couple stickers. In the last episode, I talked about doubling down on the things you love and the people who don't judge you for it. I said that because doing so made me feel alive again. As fathers, we give up everything to make sure our family is good and sometimes forget about ourselves. We forget to not only take care of ourselves, but we also forget to do the things that really put a smile on our faces. As many of you know, my oldest is a little hustler. You give him something, he will try to sell it for a profit, especially sneakers. As many of you know, my oldest is a little hustler. You give him something, he will try to sell it for a profit, especially sneakers. So much that sometimes I have to call him homeless because he will rock Nike sneakers with Adidas tracksuits so he doesn't mess up the Yeezys he wants to sell later. This kid is a beast, but I love him. A few months ago, I decided to put our motto to use. I put my presence to work and took Big Man to his first sneaker trade show called Got Soul in New Jersey. However, we weren't there just to watch or even buy. We were there to sell and learn. There are so many things to learn at a trade show that I knew we were in for a full day of learning. I just hope he picked something up, and man, did he ever. Today we will cover why and when you should take them, sitting back to watch them work, and remembering that kids are built differently. So why take your kids to a trade show to begin with? First things first, take them because they show interest in what is being sold, not because you have a great feeling that they will like it. I don't know about you, but I hate shopping, and I credit it all to my mother. She would have me in stores with her all day long, bored as hell. I never understood how she could go shopping all day and come back with only one item. One item she might have even returned later that week. Actually, my wife does the same thing. I used to hate it and still do, and she didn't care, neither does my wife. Whenever she went shopping, I begged my dad to let me stay home with him or visit a friend. The same thing can be said for trade shows. Those things can be small or extra huge, like the Got Soul sneaker convention. It can be a mess and overstimulating. Or even worse, it can be boring for people that aren't into that trade, this one being sneakers. Once I started to realize that my son loves selling sneakers and other things, I started looking for ways to help him with it. I brought him a domain, opened up my credit card to him, and even helped him with sales. I thought that was a pretty dope way to do it until we hit up our first sneaker conference. That right there was the real game changer. The main reason I loved it was because it put us in a room full of his peers and for cheap. We paid $30 to be around the top resellers in America. That access showed my son how the real players in the game get busy. Kids don't like hearing the truth from us. At a trade show, they will get all the nitty-gritty stuff from people actually doing what your kids might think or attempting to do. No more need for dad to force feed lessons. Let others do it. Just make sure you're around to catch some of the lessons as well and add your own twist to it when needed. At an event like this, everyone is moving quickly, so there will be times when dad can slow things up a bit and reiterate a lesson or thought just for your kids. At a trade show, you can be super involved or you can sit back to watch them work. I like a mixture of both, and to be honest, sitting back and watching them work isn't always the easiest. But it's a must. When we first got to the show, I did what any other father would do. I set up a plan to walk the convention floor once to get a little used to it, to get my son used to it a little bit, to break him in. We walked around like we were the coolest mofos out carrying our sneakers and other things to sell. I geeked out over sneakers with my son, and even wifey got involved as she looked over prices of some of the sneakers we had missed out on buying before. I learned early from stocks not to cry over spilled milk, or not being able to buy a stock for cheap. I wish that feeling translated to sneakers. When I saw how low we priced certain sneakers we had sold already, man, I was tight. We left so much money on the table. But hey, you live and learn. Back to my son and watching him work. After a lap, we found one of my friends who happened to have a vendor table set up and decided to get some adult time in. I told my son to go walk the floor and handle his business, even though I didn't really know what that would look like. He took some sneakers with him and did his thing. And when I say did his thing, he did his thing. He set a price for his sneakers and didn't waver. I was lucky enough to catch him doing 3 deals with a known YouTuber. And to be honest, I thought the YouTuber would rob him. Instead, I watched my oldest negotiate in ways I didn't think he knew how. The YouTuber kept hitting him from all angles, even told him, hey, I'm buying 3 off of you. Work with me, with a smile like Jaden cared about taking a selfie with him or something. Sorry, buddy, that smile didn't work. And after a while, they struck a deal. My son got a little more than he was asking for, and you know he let me hear it. It was hard not screaming over them not to do a deal. I won't lie about that. And I'm glad I didn't. He had to learn it himself, and he made it happen. It's hard as dads sometimes to just let our kids work. We think about all the negative shit that can happen instead of encouraging all the good things that could happen. In my case, I thought they would rob him in price, or that some of the people would use their celebrity to get a better deal out of him. I was wrong. Homeboy was so strict on his deals that even though he got a few done, there were a few that didn't get done because he didn't want to budge $5 or $10. So even though he was able to work on his own, there was still something I could teach him. On the way home, he even told me a few times, damn, Dad, I should have sold such and such sneaker. It was only a $10 difference. And you know what? He was right. But I also had to remind him that, hey, he did get a couple deals off for much more than he expected. So there was a win there. Now we just got to do better next time. With that being said, that proves that we're still needed as fathers. We just got to learn to give them a little space to flex their muscles or even fail a bit. You know we got them regardless. Whether they win or fail, we got their back. And that's the way it should be. These kids are truly built differently. In episode 90, I spoke about my son telling me he was built differently. When he told me that, I couldn't stop laughing. I wasn't laughing because it was a joke. I was laughing because he was right. That's the way I designed them, just like I know you are designing your kids. We don't work this hard or give up our lives so our kids can be us or lesser than us. We do all of these things so they can flourish and be a million times better than we are in all aspects of life. That's what we do. So when your kids claim they are built differently, appreciate that shit. You are doing one heck of a job as a father, and they will prove that over time. When we walked into the sneaker conference, I immediately saw Trinidad James. I told Jaden, yo, let's go take a picture with him. I want to buy a pair of his dad's socks. He called me out immediately on it. He knew I didn't want a picture of Trinidad James with my son. I wanted my own picture with him. I was the fan, not him. I asked Jaden if he knew who he was. He said, yeah, he's from a show on Complex, but I never watch it. I started to tell him about his rap career and how he carved a lane for himself with sneakers, but I could tell by the look of his eyes that he didn't care. He wasn't there to meet Trinidad James or take a picture with him. He had his own content creators that he was on the lookout for. He wanted to meet a guy named So Resell, who makes YouTube videos finessing people, meaning they offer one thing, he will then lowball them until they give in. I call that negotiating, but kids call it finessing and swear it's a big deal. He gets thousands of views on 30-second TikTok videos and on longer form YouTube videos. He's the real deal in their world. I had to respect it. And I know he respected my son because every time he came near us, he knew not to try to finesse my son. I had nothing to do with it either. I wasn't threatening him. That was all my son telling him, I know exactly who you are. Keep that over there. We all laughed about it a few times. Salute to So Resell for making my son's day and for being so cool. Much respect to him. I wanted him to talk to Trinidad about a future in kicks, but forgot he was built differently. He wasn't in the game to look cool or to even hold the coolest sneakers out there or to wear them. He was there to make money. He was learning from all these young YouTubers, some that were making tons of money and even some that didn't make great money, but created great content, content that got him involved. That great content was what got my son involved in reselling. It wasn't my love of sneakers. I had to remind myself of that often as I ran into people I myself respected. I would take a pic with them or talk to them while my son chased the money. I can't hate him for doing so. At GotSo, I watch hundreds of young kids get their hustle on while surrounded by hundreds of adults who knew the game well. It was pretty incredible to watch. I saw kids as young as 10 years old walking around with sneakers worth thousands of dollars. I watched them negotiate with older people without being intimidated or starstruck. I watched kids sit down with other kids to network, trade, sell, and even educate each other. Like they were some young adults hustling hard, making money together. I can't tell you how crazy it is to hear a 12-year-old tell you all about his sneaker hustle and then pull out over $10,000 in funds. That right there, along with the way kids were moving at this convention, reminded me that kids are built differently, and we fathers that get to witness it are lucky as hell to do so. Their world is not our world, and we fathers, better yet, we parents, need to quickly realize that and adapt. They still need us way more than we know, or that they know, but it's super dope knowing that they know way more than we think they may know. It's even doper seeing them in action. I always like to end the podcast by reminding you how much you really matter. And this time around, it's no different. I saw young kids at this trade show working like seasoned vets. They had the funds, they had the sneakers, but most of all, they had each other. All of these things weren't even a thought in my head before we attended GotSo. All I wanted to do was extend on the lessons and put my son in a room full of other like-minded people. Instead, what I got was a reminder that our kids know way more than we give them credit for. It's a reminder I never get tired of receiving, and neither should you. Remember, we will do anything and everything for our kids. If they are better than us in all sense of the word, then shit, we did our job and we did it correctly. If you ever thought about taking your kids to a trade show or even a flea market for whatever reasons you might have, don't hesitate. Do it. Not only will your kids learn something, but they will be surrounded by a community of people that love what they do and most of the time have no issues sharing what they know. Worst case scenario, they have a loving father there like you, helping them every step of the way. We attended GotSo for fun. It was my way of testing my son. I wanted to see if he was really about that sneaker or reselling life, because I wanted to help him level up. This whole time he was leveling up without me, and I can't even be mad at it. Instead, I just want him to know that I'm always there to help him. I'm also proud as hell to say we will be attending way more sneaker conventions or trade shows together, which means the lessons will just keep pouring in along with some great quality bonding time. It's a win-win for all of us. Keep making your presence felt your way, fellas. It matters, just like we do. Fatherhood is lit.